This is Akashvani, the news read by Pallavi Manchanda. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO member countries to take decisive action against terrorism in all its manifestations. Addressing the SCO summit at Tianjin in China yesterday, Mr. Modi emphasized that there should be no double standards in dealing with terrorism and urged the group to hold countries who perpetrate and support cross-border terrorism accountable.
टेररिज्म का बहुत ही घिनौना रूप देखा। इस दुख की घड़ी में जो मित्र देश हमारे साथ खड़े रहे, मैं उनका आभार व्यक्त करता हूं।
The Prime Minister highlighted India's approach to strengthening cooperation under the SCO framework. In this regard, Mr. Modi noted that India seeks greater action under three pillars, security, connectivity and opportunity. Highlighting the role of connectivity in fostering development and building trust, Prime Minister stated that India strongly supported projects such as Chabahar Port and International North-South Transport Corridor. Prime Minister Modi also exchanged perspectives with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping, during the SCO summit. The Prime Minister has returned to New Delhi after completing his visits to Japan and China. In a major diplomatic win for India, in the Tianjin Declaration, which was adopted after the conclusion of the SCO summit, the member states unequivocally condemned the Pahalgam terrorist attack that took place on 22nd April this year and called for justice against those responsible. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin met on the sidelines of the SCO summit and discussed strengthening bilateral cooperation between India and Russia. Both leaders expressed satisfaction with the steady growth in their special and privileged strategic partnership. In his opening remarks, Mr. Modi said New Delhi and Moscow have been continuously discussing the ongoing conflict in Ukraine and welcomed all the recent efforts for peace. He stressed on ending the Ukraine conflict at the earliest. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate SEMICON India 2025 at Yashobhumi in New Delhi today. The three-day conference will focus on advancing a robust, resilient and sustainable semiconductor ecosystem in the country. Over 20,000 attendees, including more than 2,500 delegates from over 48 countries, will participate in the conference. It will also include six countries' roundtable discussions, country pavilions and dedicated pavilions for workforce development and startups, among others. India has rushed humanitarian aid to Afghanistan following a devastating earthquake in the Kunar province, which claimed the lives of at least 812 people and injured over 2,800 others. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar spoke with Afghan Foreign Minister Maulvi Amir Khan Muttaki and expressed condolences at the loss of lives in Afghanistan. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said India has delivered tents for 1,000 families in Kabul. He informed that 15 tons of humanitarian aid has been sent by the Indian mission from Kabul to Kunar. The minister assured that further relief material will be sent from India today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has visited the flood-affected areas in Jammu. Mr. Shah inspected the damage caused by the flood at the Tawi Bridge. He also visited Chak Mangu, a village worst hit by the recent floods. More than 130 people have been killed in cloudbursts, landslides and flash floods triggered by heavy rainfall in Jammu since 14th of last month. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and West Uttar Pradesh today. Meanwhile, intermittent rains have been lashing Delhi since yesterday and the Weather Department has issued a warning for more moderate to heavy downpours in the coming days. India registered their third consecutive victory against Kazakhstan, defeating the opponent team 15-0 in the Asia Cup Hockey Championships men's at Rajgir in Bihar last evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.